tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the official League podcast.
Oh, we're back again. Fantasy playoffs are here. This is week 14.
Woo!
No one's actually in studio. It's just me here. I got Mike Miller, the fantasy killer, at his who's always on a bye week. He's actually on a bye week from this place. He's at his own hometown. He's got the Bill Belichick look going on, the hoodie. He's watching right now the Saints versus the Falcons. And then in Brooklyn, we have Watts, the buzzsaw attorney at law. How you doing, Watts? How you doing out there?
Well, last week sucked for me, but the regular season is done, and now it's when it's count. Tournament is starting. Everybody's alive and ready to turn it up.
So let's just talk about a couple cool things that happened last week.
Why did last week suck for you? Sorry, Kat. Sorry to jump in. Why did last week suck for
you? Well, I lost. You know, I like to come on and tell the listeners across the world about my big wins. But
I mean, I'd much rather be playing Cheese this week than Kiyun.
Yeah, I'd rather play Kiyun. So ultimately,
you'd rather play Kiyun?
No. I'd rather play Cheese.
Oh yeah, not even close.
Yeah.
So it's good you lost.
I actually love it. This is we don't usually get this, but it's the Battle of the Lawyers Part 3, the winner take all match. I like it. So. Does this mean more because it's the third match in your glorious series this year, and it's for everything now? This is for all bragging rights, Watts.
And ultimately, it's the playoffs, man. You know, you want to elevate. My history has been two first round exits. So we're trying to change that tradition. We're trying to change things up. We're trying to get on a winning path. So that's the most important thing. Personal rivalries with Cheese. I mean, I don't really want to get into that.
Now, a quick question: if you do,
what's the season record?
1-1.
Oh, this is a swing game right here.
Rubber match.
So now, if you do lose to Cheese, will you be able to hang out at all with him in the next coming year? Because you know this will be brought up in any argument you guys have. It'll come down to, well, I knocked you out of the playoffs, Watts.
Well, I guess it's inevitable at Feinberg's wedding we'll have to converse, but other than that, I'm going to avoid him at all costs.
Well, you're going to probably see
that's assuming I lose. I don't like putting that karma out there. Let's talk about if we win. Even if I win, he's going to talk about, well, remember week 13 when I beat you, you know?
Well, he definitely remembers. He remembers the years ago when he came in third place, so that's a big thing for him. Right now,
third place in the regular season, by the way. Not even in the playoffs.
Oh, wait, that's what he talked about? I thought he talked about in the playoffs. I thought he actually collected money.
No.
Oh, what a loser. No. Who cares? All right, whatever. Whatever, Cheese. all right, so going into this...
Sorry, Kat. Sorry to cut you off there.
No problem. Going into this playoff match, how many leagues is everyone in the playoffs in? This was just a quick... count right here. Miller, let's start with you. How many leagues are you in, and how many playoffs did you make?
I'm in 7 leagues. I got 5 playoffs.
Not bad. Watts, what about you?
I'm 4 leagues, 2 playoffs.
I'm right there with Watts. I got 2 playoffs and 4 leagues. Any buys? Miller, I know, has at least 1 buy. He got a buy in our league, number 1 seed.
I've got 3 buys.
Damn, kid.
That's pretty sexy. That's a good year.
One league I would have a bye, but they only have 14 playoffs, so I'm in second, but I don't get nothing. I'm in only 2 rounds. So.
That's a 14-game season, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of lame.
All right, so let's go into let's start off with last week's games here. We had a bunch of picks here, and I want to say I've done the best out of anyone so far this week, or in the whole year. I was 12-3 last week. Miller, you were 9-6, and Watts, the buzzsaw, not too good, man. 7-8. You could be better.
I thought I did way better than that. I don't know.
You want a recount?
I mean, yeah, I demand a recount, man.
If you want, I'll take a picture of the sheet and I'll send it over to you. It's all in Miller's handwriting, other than my checks and my exes.
I remember certain games. I was hot early. I got detracted a bit on those 4 o'clock games. I got hit.
Katz has been taking a calligraphy class, actually, at a college this entire time, just for this 1 week, so he can imitate my handwriting.
No.
He's playing the long game.
Yeah.
The long con here, just for this one time. You know, you were consistently shitty the entire week, Watts. I don't think it was the afternoon games that got you. you separated
wrong.
Your
wife. Wrong. Wrong.
So let's get into the first game here. It was Detroit at Baltimore. or was it at Baltimore? One second. Detroit at Baltimore. But the Ravens scored 44 points. I never get how the Ravens score lots of points when they do score their points. I didn't watch because I was doing errands. Because
you don't hate yourself?
Yeah. But
you're at Home Depot?
I was not at Home Depot. I was doing other errands, though. I was doing wedding planning. Can anyone tell me, besides Marvin Jones, I saw Marvin Jones went off. What happened in this game? No? Nobody?
Do you think I'm sitting through a Baltimore Ravens game? You got another thing coming to you, Kat. Well,
Watts has like
every... The highlight of this game was Joe Flacco in the press conference did the Jameis Winston W thing where he like licks his fingers and eats it. That was the highlight of the game for me. I will never watch the Baltimore Ravens.
You have their whole backfield. You have their whole backfield. What do you mean you never watch them?
I don't start them anymore.
Well, even on a losing streak, you should start starting them because they scored 44 points. I couldn't tell you why.
Collins had a nice day.
Yeah, he had two scores.
God knows what else. I'm sure some stupid fourth string tight end caught like three touchdowns.
Yeah, Ben Watson scored. I texted you guys. There was some guy I never heard of. And that's, I'm trying to find it.
We all picked Detroit in this one. We all lost. We all started off pretty rough with this one.
I actually forgot Stafford was banged up.
Going into the next game was San Francisco at Chi-Town. San Francisco with Garoppolo ends up getting the win there. Do you think this is I think good things to come for Garoppolo? You think he's the man out there?
I like Garoppolo.
He better be the man.
We still got to see. You know, it's a promising start. But you know, let's not
still kick five field goals.
Yeah, exactly. And Chicago's defense is good, but they're not like elite level. And you know, it's promising because look where they came from with CJ Beathard and whoever else they had running for themselves. So, you know, it's a positive thing, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with Houston this week because Houston's secondary is pretty shitty. So,
For sure, San Francisco. You know what? Doing good.
Robbie Gould revenge game, by the way. Oh. Five field goals.
we had everyone picking San Francisco, so we all had 1-1 at this point. Atlanta versus Minnesota. Minnesota doing what they do best, and you know they're a good team this year. I've been saying it for weeks now. I don't know, you've been hating on me, Miller. They're not good. They have the
ball. I have.
And well, you actually picked Atlanta. You picked Atlanta here.
Yeah, I picked the Vikings. I think I was the lone wolf there picking the Vikings.
Except for your
Case
boy.
Keenum, that Case Keenum MVP talk so real.
Watts, you are in you fake news. I also picked the Vikings.
But are you joining in the Vikings there?
I've been talking good things about them all year, man. Oh, not all year, but the last like 4 or 5 weeks, I've been on their dick, man. I've been all over the Vikings.
Good, man.
All right. So, Atlanta, man.
Oh my God.
What happened?
Sorry. Ryan just threw another pick. This one was in the end zone.
Nice. All right. So our next game here was New England at Buffalo. A hard place to play for sure. what was the final score?
Dude,
You thought what?
I thought on this one.
23-3, Cats.
Yep.
23-3. First of all, you guys bullied me into taking dirt, so that was fucked up in the first place. But then the opening drive – Tyrod Taylor takes the ball down the field, like just marches down the field. I'm like, yes, the Ralph, the magic, it's going to happen. And then he throws like one of the worst picks I've ever seen. It was such a bonehead throw.
That was the worst pass. There was nobody floated that like 3-foot pass on the 5-yard line.
I bring Peterman back or whatever the fuck that guy's name is. you know, I thought the Ralph was going to do it, and then it was just downhill from there. They never got anything going.
You are out of your mind. The Ralph is a bad place to play for you, the Bills. They have never had a winning season at the Ralph, I believe. Like, yeah, so that's a fact. You could look that up.
Ralph rolled up like 10 catches, 150 yards, and an elbow drop.
Yeah, I like it. You know what? I think Bill Belichick probably like you know gave him a stern talking to in the media, and then all of a sudden, like, when he got back, he was like, "My man."
Donk wants him on trial for murder, but
yeah. What, lock him up.
I think it's unfair for Gronk because like Gronk gets manhandled by every guy in the league is because he's so big, and then like he does something like you know shady, and then he's suspended. Like when people constantly go at his knees and like
He gets the worst shit end of both sides I've ever seen of any player from the refs, because he doesn't get any calls because, like, people beat the shit out of him, but they're like, oh, he's bigger than them, so he just fucking deals with it. And then if he just, like, runs into someone and they, like, go flying because he's huge, he gets an OPI call. Like, it's fucking insane.
Yeah. All right, so me and Miller picked New England because we're ride or die New England, 8.5. Yeah, it could have been 40, bro. I would have picked New England. Moving on, Denver versus Miami. You guys decided that Denver was the way to go on this one. I said Miami.
Dude, I said Miami in this game.
No. To be fair, go back and check the tapes. I threw my hands up in the air and said, both these teams fucking suck. I have no idea. Pick one.
Dude, I took Miami in that game. I'm telling you, we can look back in the check the transcripts. I know what's written. I don't doubt what's written there, but I definitely took Miami.
I have checked the transcripts. No, maybe once. In fact, I picked Denver.
I hate Miami.
I hate both these teams. That's the problem.
Watts, you're in luck. I checked the transcripts. You picked Denver. yeah. So I didn't get a chance to see any of this, but Denver kicked. I'm sorry, Miami kicked the shit out of Denver here. Did anyone see this?
You couldn't pay me to watch that.
If you think I hate myself this much that I'm watching the Jake Cutler revenge game.
But, like, it's on the Red Zone. I'm sure you saw highlights, right?
I wasn't watching Red Zone. I don't know where I was Sunday.
I was
not. Was I watching?
Kenny Stills had a nice game. That's all I know. And Kenny and Drizzy Drake blew it up. He had over 100 yards. Making me – I traded Scotty him for, like, a third-round pick when Jay Ajayi was there. And now I look like a dick because I drafted him in the first round.
Okay.
Just got to hold on to that value.
Going on to the next game, Tennessee gets another win. I don't know why or how, but they keep on rolling. They beat the Texans 24-13. me and Mike picked Tennessee, and Watts, you picked Houston, bro. Well, why? Why'd you pick Houston again?
Savage. Weren't you talking about shit about Savage, and then you picked Houston?
Me? I don't know. This is crazy. I can't tell you what went on there. There needs to be a whole revision of this process. We need to, like, revisit this and see what the hell really went down. I don't remember taking Houston, but if it says it there, I did. Game was close for a little bit of time. Almost made me look good, and even though I don't remember picking them.
Anyway, 6.5. I can't believe we covered that, Miller, but we did.
It was 11, right? It was like 24-13 was the final?
Yeah, yeah. 24-13.
Yeah. All right, next game, the Jets. Was it at home with Kansas City coming in town?
That game of the year.
Low-key may be the best game of the year.
I saw this. I was at a diner, and I saw, like, the highlights of this one. This one, I mean, Tyreek Hill went off. Robbie Anderson went off.
Kelsey
went off. I mean, there was a lot of they aired the ball out. You know who did?
It was a massively entertaining game.
Yeah.
You know who didn't go off? Kareem Hunt. He had no part of it. He didn't have any stock in that game.
I want to be fake surprised, but you know, I'm not. It's just, it is what it is. We called it. This is why the ratings of the show is so great. We saw the fall for a long time. It's happened. We warned everybody about it. We're probably saving fantasy lives.
Question here.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs offense gets back on track. They look like the week one or two Chiefs offense. They still managed to lose the game to the Jets. Is this the low point for the Chiefs? I ask this every week.
No.
Bottom Chiefs for the season.
The Giants loss was bad. They had no right losing that game to the Giants. That was about that.
Next week if they lose to Oakland at home, that's like the division rival. That Oakland sucks. Let's just be honest there. Yeah. That's gonna be, and they're at home. That's like that's the nail in the coffin.
That's where Kansas City.
That's when it's Patty Mahomes.
That's where Kansas City's March of Pain started was in Oakland, man. It was in Kansas City against Oakland. That David Carr had that big comeback. Amari Cooper went off, and then they have not been right since. But anyway, I love – well, I don't love, but it's funny to watch Feinberg just, like, hate himself about his two teams facing each other. The team he wants to win out of the two loses, and everything just couldn't go wrong more in that scenario. The Jets pick gets worse. The Kansas City Chiefs don't look like they're going to make the playoffs. Miller, he's right about the Chargers. It looks like they're going to win that division.
Chargers train.
Yeah. All right, so moving on.
By the way, have you ever seen that Marcus Peters play?
No.
I just want to touch on the Marcus Peters play. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. So he got a flag thrown at him for some roughing the passer or DPI or some nonsense. And then he reached down, picked up the flag the ref had thrown at him, and threw it into the stands. And I don't know if he got ejected or the Chiefs pulled him out of the game, but he left the game after that. But it was, I've never seen a player take the flag that was thrown at them and throw it out of the stadium before. It was pretty real.
Yeah, he was ejected for that. And then the Orthodox Jewish kids caught the flag in the stands and started dancing. It was amazing. It was the happiest kids. It was just a fucking epic game on all facets.
We all picked the Jets over here. Next game here, we have Jacksonville. At home versus the Colts. Jacksonville put the beating on them 30-10. Fournette had a good game. I think Bortles even had a good game, right? He had like
Marquise Lee had a good game.
Yeah. Colts, they're just pathetic. On all facets of the game, they have been very good this year. They're going to get a high pick. But I don't know. I'm not about them this year. But we all picked Jacksonville across the board. Jacksonville keeps rolling on after a bad loss. I think they're playoff band. What about you guys?
Totally.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Here was a game I thought was going to be a total blowout. The Browns at the Chargers was it was a blowout. It was 19-10, but the spread was the Chargers by 14. I ended up picking the Chargers, and you picked the Chargers.
Who picked this game right?
You did.
Yeah, Miller got this one. This one I remember clearly.
I don't care. I'm glad to be wrong on this. I will not have another loss for the Browns again this year.
Josh Gordon's back, baby. I tried to tell y'all.
Who gave the stat? Was it you?
He almost scared you. That Steve bet. I know you were. It was getting close there.
I wasn't sweating it.
Was it? By the way, was it with Josh Gordon? There was I think it was you, Miller, that gave some stat that if the balls would have been even in his vicinity, he would have had like a monster day. But who gave that stat? Was that you?
I sent that out, but it was like kind of like facetious because it's like you could say that about any fucking wide receiver, you know? It's kind of a silly thing.
Yeah, anyone who gets double-digit targets.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, instantaneously, he's the best option on that squad. I think he's been back. Okay, the next game here is the New York Football Giants at Oakland, and this was a good game. We all picked the Giants here, and we all covered. And Geno Smith didn't do too hot.
It wasn't that bad.
You know what, 11 points? What, 10 points?
In real life, he was better in real life than he was fantasy, which is like, I know that's not the bet, but in real life, he was pretty good.
Yes.
He was average. Okay, let's not get too gloating.
Anyway, he's not going to be playing again for the rest of the year. They're going to bring back Eli. They fired management. They fired Reese. They fired the McAdoo. Now, do you think that this was all set up to fire these guys, and to sit down Eli so that they already sat him down to get this kid Webb maybe sometime at the end of the year and they're not breaking the streak?
No, the Giants have no idea what the fuck they're doing and they've fucked up every step of this situation.
Yeah, I agree with Mike. To figure out the psychology of it, it's just incompetence is the answer. Yeah.
Really?
They're making the rules up as they go.
Yeah.
Watts, you did lose this bet. I will be writing a big, well, not a big, but I will be writing a brief speech about you will be reading about how you don't know what you're talking about, and it'll be fun. So we'll do that next time you're in house. I don't want you to do it over the phone.
All right, fair enough.
All right, now we have New Orleans at home versus the Panthers. Anytime the Panthers play a real team, they get smoked. I think that Cam Newton's the biggest fraud, possibly. I'm jumping on the Miller bandwagon with this. Miller's old school Cam being a fraud. I did not get a chance to watch this game, but New Orleans, after a loss to the Rams, has got a good win. Did anyone have anything else to say about
that? Yeah, Saints. I mean, the Saints are a different team at home than on the road.
I picked Carolina. I thought their defense, number one rated in the league, would have shown up a bit more, but they just got trampled. Kamara and Ingram both had monster games. It's been the theme this year, you know.
Me and Miller picked New Orleans. Watts, you picked Carolina. You'd be wrong.
Yes, I remember.
Then we had the Rams. Then we had the Rams at the Cardinals. Cardinals got caught one here. How many times has the Rams scored over 30 points this year? They have a great offense, man. We got who picked? I picked the Rams. So did Miller and everybody and Watts. So we all covered here. Again, I didn't get a chance to watch the game, but who went off? Was it Gurley?
Gurley had like 170 all-purpose yards, I think. I don't know if he had a touchdown. I don't know what the Rams did, but they did something. Sammy Watkins had a touchdown.
Yeah, Gerald Everett.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Everett.
The tight end?
Yeah.
Boo. Here was a game that surprised everybody. We all picked Philly. And they end up losing to Seattle. I did watch part of this. Wentz and company couldn't get it going. See, that's a hard place to play, Watts, in Seattle.
I agree. That is a hard place to play.
But that's like a very obvious take. Like, everyone knows Seattle is a hard place to play. People know about the Ralph. I've been to the Ralph. It's crazy there.
Did they win when you went?
Nope. Yeah, but that's a bad take because it's wrong.
Yeah. like that. It's a hot take if it's like, you know, an unpopular take, and you're right. You're just wrong. Yeah. The Ralph is a bad play. They've never had a winning season, like, since.
Even if you're partially right, I'll even give you a little bit. But the Bills are just getting fucking smoked.
I want to say Russell Wilson, man. I think he's MVP, man. I think that he's dragging this team to the playoffs.
I'm voting for Brady until my fucking 6 feet underground every year.
I think Russell Wilson is a close second to Case Keenum. We'll see.
Dude, if you really look at this year's Patriots team and the talent around him on offense and defense, it's a fucking joke.
It's a compelling argument. And this guy,
they would win two or three games without Brady.
I agree.
First bad game for the Eagles that I can remember, at least.
Yeah, they didn't look good at all.
Yeah, Cats.
Sorry. Yeah, well, I'm ride or die Eagles this year as far as picking them.
Oh, Cats, another just observation. You have 15 games that you scored last Thursdays.
I'm sorry, what? What'd you say?
You didn't score last Thursday's game because there were 16 games last week, and you have 15 that you scored.
Well, we'll get to that when Mike gets back here. I don't remember the game and or who picked what, so.
It was Dallas and the Redskins.
All right, so I definitely picked the Redskins.
You took the Skins, and I took Mike and I took the Cowboys. Cowboys won.
Yeah, all right, so.
Yeah, Cats. That and your record in smoke.
Yeah, 8-8, 8-8. All right, it came out 500.
All right, so I will.
So 12-4.
So I picked Washington, and you guys picked Dallas. And right, wrong me.
And the last game of the week was the massively entertaining Dirty hit fest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Real AFC North football.
Yeah.
The carnage and destruction.
Dude, people were getting like literally taken off the field in the stretchers, like constantly in this game. It was insane.
Yeah.
Ryan Shazier is.
Hello. And we're back. All right. Yeah. Sorry. A little internet problem right there. A lot of people got suspended. Not suspended, but a lot of dirty hits in that one. A couple of funny end zone celebrations and another close game where the Pittsburgh Steelers play down to their opponent.
That's a tough. I mean, yeah. I have Steelers. Those divisional games are always close. I feel like Pittsburgh, the Bengals, and Ravens always play each other tight.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's always pretty hard when you play a divisional opponent. They just seem to play up to them or whatever. But going into week four.
Yeah, then we gave Pittsburgh only 4-point favorites.
Do we lose Watts again?
No, I'm here.
Oh. All right, so at the end of week 13, going to week 14, here are our pick-ems. And Miller is 95, 91, and 5. I'm 93, 93, and 6. Watts, you 41, 41, and 5. So technically, me and Watts are tied at, like, I guess 500. And Miller, you're a couple games over 500, doing all right. All right, so Mike, you have the spreads.
Yeah. So we got the game tonight, obviously, Falcons minus 2.5 it was.
Yeah, I picked New Orleans.
That is not looking so hot. Cats, you picked the Saints, right?
Yeah.
Me and Watts took the Falcons.
Yep.
What was the spread on that?
2.5
Atlanta minus 2.5
Atlanta minus 2. Yeah, man, so I can't pick. I love I like the Saints, man. That's my team away from my team. Like how Feinberg has the Chiefs and the Jets. I have the Giants and the Saints. I like the Saints a lot.
And the Eagles, Cats. You got a lot of teams. You're becoming like the new Feinberg.
No, I pick the Eagles.
And the Vikings? Cats, you're in danger of becoming a new Feinberg.
No, I'm not actually a fan of these
new
teams.
Feinberg.
No, I'm not a fan of those teams. I'm just gonna pick them because I'm ride or die with them this year as far as picking that team. But as far as the Saints go, I actually like root for them. I like that team. What about you guys?
Yeah, I like them too. I just figured the Falcons are so much better at home. Saints are a worse team on the road, so I feel like I had to pick the home team here.
All right, so
yeah, and Atlanta's fighting for a playoff spot too. Yeah. Divisional opponent. That's why I took the Falcons.
No, I mean they're losing by a touchdown, and Matt Ryan's throwing 3 picks, two of which one in the end zone and one that cost them 6 points. So
well, they almost got kicked a field goal at the half, but the
penalty. Oh, 3 points. Sorry.
All right, so what's the next game, Mike?
All right, Sunday, first game of the night. No line on this. Colts at Bills to pick them.
No line. Ralph's a really tough place to play. Yeah,
This is the 1 week I am going to pick the Bills. Fuck it.
Are you? Secondary horrible off the streets. You know, they're in dire straits when it comes to their secondary. However, I am picking the Colts this week because fuck the Bills. Also, I'm taking out a secret weapon, a Porsche that I've been leaving in the garage, an aged Porsche in Frank Gore. He's coming out this week. He's starting for me, and you know, I'm hoping for the best. So I'm going with the Colts this week.
Yeah. Wow. Give me Buffalo and all that Colts bullshit. Fuck that. Like the
Buffalo.
I'm not going to hate. I just that the Buffalo, they're just not as bad as the Colts are playing at home. And the Colts, I think they're just not that good this year, man. It's going to be this is going to be a rough time to play at the Ralph, all right? All right. So Mike, what we got next?
I think every road game for the Colts is a rough game.
Every game for the Colts.
Next, we got Chicago at Cincinnati. The Bengals are 6-point favorites.
Chicago at Bengals 6-point favorites?
Cincinnati. Yeah. I'll start it off. I'm going to take the Bengals here. I'll lay the 6.
That's a lot of points for the Bengals, but I'm going to take it anyway. So I just I don't think that the Bears can do anything offensively. John Fox is he's not an offensive mind. He doesn't let Trubisky demonstrate his talent in any way. Last week, Trubisky threw 15 passes. It's like, what are you doing? You know, you got to let this guy, you know, do what he does.
He's a peacock. You got to let him fly.
I'm also, I hate this 6 points, but I hate picking Bengals with any amount of points.
Right.
But I'm going to go Cincy here. But I have no trust in John Fox. But he was our defensive coordinator like a million years ago, it seems like that. And I don't know. The man's no good. No good for business. All right, so what's the next game?
It's not hot. Next game, Packers are -3 at Cleveland.
Give me the Packers all day. I think that Cleveland's just the wackest. They're going to go 0-16.
Did we cover the Packers game last week? I don't think we did. I think we glossed over it because I have in my notes here to talk about the Aaron Jones one carry in the
overtime,
20 yards to the house. This guy just he wants to be unleashed, and he's just been a victim of circumstance.
I actually did miss that. My bad. Sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. It's all right.
That play was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
But anyway, I'm taking the Pack as well. Go Pack, go.
Mike?
Brett Hundley coming out party again?
Yeah, give me the Packers.
All right, Mike, what's good next? What's next game?
Oakland at KC. KC is 4-point favorites.
KC.
Feinberg, I'm taking KC for you, man. It's the bounce back week.
Give me Oakland, man. Fuck KC. I got no love for KC. They have destroyed me the second half of this year, man. I think that they're terrible. They play down every week. Alex Smith is begging to get benched.
I'm going to take KC here.
Damn, I thought it was impossible for you to take KC, Mike.
I'll selectively take them. I did take them earlier in the season when they were killing me, and I had to end their season by putting a bad juju on them and picking them every week.
Okay, what's up next, Mike?
Next, we got the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants. The Cowboys are laying a surprising 4.5 points in this game. If you can tell by my tone, I will be taking the Cowboys.
I will also be taking the Cowboys. I think the Giants. Well, actually, you know what? Eli coming back.
Spagnuolo head coach momentum.
Give me the Giants. I think the Giants come back. Eli gets he plays, proves he can still play in this league. Spags, give me the Giants, man. New York Giants.
I'm taking the Cowboys. I think there's going to be Geno Smith chants in the crowd once they see how bad Eli is this week.
I guarantee one thing: there will never be a Geno Smith chant ever. I can't even get his name right. It doesn't matter. So moving on. Mark my words: this is my guarantee of the week, man. The Giants. I'm gonna lock them up.
Next game, a game nobody asked for. Detroit at Tampa Bay. Pick 'em.
Okay, no line. Give me Detroit. I think, I don't know. I like Detroit.
I think it's still unclear whether Stafford's going to play or not. I just don't like the way Detroit's been playing. I fucking hate Tampa Bay, too. It's really hard for me to take Tampa Bay. Whew, I'm gone. This is literally a coin flip for me. I'm going to take Detroit. I really don't have a reason. How about that?
I'm going to take Detroit, even though they burned
me. Assuming Stafford plays and he's the best player on the field and he propels to the screen in a pick-em situation.
Yeah, Bay fucking blows.
Yeah.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. All right, what's up next?
Next, we got Minnesota -2.5 at Carolina.
Gimme Minnesota. I like Minnesota. I think that they're going to go far this year. I'm feeling the theme.
I'm taking Carolina in this one.
What? You're Mr. Minnesota.
I think they're going to be home. Their defense matches up well with Minnesota. And this is not my best interest because I have McKinnon and Thielen. I'm hoping I'm wrong. It's just one of these situations where I win either way. So give me Carolina. But I'd rather win on Minnesota doing well.
Mike.
No, you broke up for a second.
Mike, it's you pick.
What did you say?
I'm just watching.
Wait, come back now. All right. You got Minnesota, Mike?
Yeah, game Minnesota.
All right. Who's what's
up? Return that computer, by the way, cats.
What?
Whatever computer you got, return that shit.
No. It's the internet, not the computer. There's no service down in this basement.
Oh.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of shit going on down here. all right, so what's up? What's on the docket next?
Next, San Francisco at Houston. Houston is 3-point favorites.
Give me San Fran. Jimmy Garoppolo, baby. I believe in San Francisco.
Like, yeah, I can't believe I'm taking San Fran 2 weeks in a row. Let's get on the Jimmy G hype train. I think he blows up this week.
Give me Houston.
Ooh, the lone wolf contrarian.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Somebody's shorting Jimmy G. Somebody's not buying Jimmy G stock.
I mean, they kicked 5 field goals and snuck by a bad Bears team. They're on the road at Houston. Houston's amazing, but
Tom Savage, like whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jimmy one start in his NFL career, Garoppolo.
Ikwisi's got momentum. The other guy, he's like an old school G at blowing. Like, that guy sucks. Old school. All right, what's up next?
Seattle at Jacksonville. Finally, good game.
Yeah, I'm excited
for this game.
I'm sorry, Jacksonville minus three?
Yeah.
Were they playing in Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Give me Jacksonville. I like Jacksonville here.
I'm really torn on this game. I'm gonna take Jacksonville as well.
What about you, Mike?
I'm gonna make that three. I'm gonna Jacksonville also.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be their first test of the year, but I think that Seattle's not—they're gonna have so much difficulty with that offensive line versus that incredible pass rush of the of Saxonville. I just don't see how they get out of it.
If this was in Seattle, I would have picked Seattle, but it being in Jacksonville, I gotta go with Jacksonville.
Yeah, I agree with you. Fair.
All right, next one.
Next, Jets minus one at Denver. Denver is so bad that Jets are now road favorites.
Yeah, that's incredible. Robbie Anderson doesn't look like he's going to play. He aggravated injury.
I think he's going to go.
You think he's going to go?
I do.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's fair to question how effective he'll be, but
he'll be out there.
I think he'll be out there.
Yeah, the Broncos look like a team in disarray. They fired their offensive coordinator. They don't have a quarterback. It's just a really a bad situation out there. I'm taking the Jets, baby.
I'm going to pick the Broncos again.
Come on, baby. You gotta ride the Jets train.
I can't pick the Jets as road favorites. Like my body won't allow that.
I want to say that I'm going to pick the Jets. This is going to whet the appetites of maybe a playoff push, and they're going to hurt their pick even more. yeah, this is they're going to be a 7-1 team and be right in the middle of that draft. All right, what's up next, Mike?
The worst 9-4 team of all time, the Tennessee Titans, minus 3 points at Arizona.
I don't know what to say with this game. This is like, I think they're on equal footing. Like, I think both teams are just about as good, but one team just happened to have a much better record. you know what? I want to say Tennessee's got luck this year, bro. Give me Tennessee, bro. I think they just win because of something. I don't know.
I'm taking the Cards at home.
I'm taking Tennessee also, man. I'm on that Tennessee train.
Bro, they just win games somehow. I couldn't. If you look at the box score, you'd be like, how'd they win? But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing a pretty bad Cardinals team. So, This is a winnable game for sure.
All right, what's up next?
Redskins at the surging Chargers. Chargers, 6-point underdog. The favorites, sorry. Chargers are minus six.
Yo, give me L.A., man. I like the Chargers. I think that they're getting all the right bounces now in the second half of the season. They're doing good work.
I'm taking L.A. as well. The Redskins are a gritty team, and they surprise you sometimes, but I'm taking the hot team.
They've been waxed twice now since they lost Thompson, so I don't know.
Yeah, they played the ugliest game in the world versus the Giants.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Chargers as well. Do you think Keenan Allen makes it 4 weeks in a row?
I don't know. What's that? What?
Keenan, come on the show, man. I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad we're motivating you. Love to have you on, man. It wasn't, we love you as a player. I was just stating straight facts, super facts. You weren't what we expected you to be early on, but you're coming on hot now and, you know, good things.
All right, Mike.
Keenan versus Josh Norman. Should be a good battle. Cats is two, third and fourth and fifth maybe favorite teams. I can't keep track. Philadelphia Eagles at the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are 2-point favorites.
Damn.
I'm taking the Rams, baby. I'm taking the Rams at home. I think Eagles are being found out a bit. The Eagles, if you look at their schedule, really haven't played anybody. The only team, you know, if you break it down, they've had a lot of big wins against unimpressive teams or teams that were supposed to be good that really aren't. So I'm taking the Rams here at home.
This is rough for me because I'm all about picking these teams. These are my go-tos. So I'm going to go with the Rams at home.
I'm going to pick the Rams also. I don't know. Going east to west, not easy. Rams have been, you know, as good as the Eagles all year. So Rams,
supposedly Rams. They stayed out in, on the West Coast.
Oh, they did?
They did, yeah. But I still don't know if that matters. They've been sleeping out of hotel rooms, you know.
All right.
Out of routine.
I think, what is this, the last game now?
Two more. Sunday, Monday night.
All right, we got Sunday night football. Who we got?
We have another AFC battle. Ravens at Steelers. Somebody's going home in a fucking body bag this week.
This is always a good game.
The Steelers are 5.5-point favorites.
In Baltimore, right, the game? Or where's the game?
You know, at Pittsburgh.
It's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And Juju's out.
And Juju is suspended this game. Yep. Correct. And Flacco is playing, unfortunately.
All right, so I'm going to go the Pittsburgh plays down to their opponents, man. That I think that they win, but they win by three. I say Pittsburgh wins. I say the Baltimore covers. I'm sorry.
I'm going to take the Steelers in this game. I'm not buying what Baltimore's selling. And they're injured on defense now. Jimmy Smith's, I think, done for the year.
Yeah.
Give me the Steelers, please.
Yeah, the Jimmy Smith injury is going to be huge. I'm going to take the Steelers also.
All right. And now finally.
Is Miller busy? A podcast first. A live leak on the radio. This is fantastic.
I was like.
Pump up the radio.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Show title.
I was like, Miller is all dark now, and his face is all up in the camera. Like, what's going on? All right, so our last game, Monday Night Football. Miller, do you need a second?
No, I got it. It is New England Patriots at Miami. Mm-hmm. Patriots are 11-point favorites.
That's exactly what they're going to do to the fucking Miami Dolphins. I'm taking New – they're going to flush them bitches. I'm going to take New England all day, even without Gronker. It doesn't matter. New England keeps chugging on.
Yeah.
This is one of those games where they're like – begging you to take the Pats, like, right? Like, I don't know. I think it's like a setup trap game. These are like you want to lock up and you end up losing on some bullshit, but I still can't let myself bet on the Miami Dolphins ever in life. So I will take the Patriots, please.
Wait, time out. You think that they're trying to get you to bet on New England? Like, if anything, they're trying to get you to bet. It's the NFL, it's an 11 point spread. Like, they're trying to get you to bet on fucking Miami.
Miami is a terrible team, absolutely awful team. When's the last time New England's played anybody within two touchdowns? Like, look at their schedule.
Look what they just did to Miami 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he fucked it.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, who do you got
here? I agree with Watts. I think they did set this line a little low. But to be fair, the Gronk clause is huge. Miami cannot guard the tight end. These two teams played 2 weeks ago, and Gronk had two TDs. And like 100 yards. So
that's true. That's a good point. Fair point.
They might get Chris Hogan back this week. We'll see. That would help. I don't care. Fuck it. I'm picking the Patriots. I've never picked the Dolphins.
Okay, guys, let's lock them up. Who? What game are you guys locking up this week? The Craig Carton lock them up of the week. Well, I might as well go.
I'm gonna take the Chargers.
The Chargers. Mr. Watts takes.
No. I'm switching. I'm sorry. I'm gonna take the Rams.
Rams.
Over your bullshit Eagles, big team.
I also picked the Rams. Just didn't have them locked. All right, Mike, who you got locked?
Give me the Jaguars.
The Jags for Mike. And I'm gonna lock up my New York Football Giants new coordinator Eli revenge game against his own team, showing what he's got left. All right.
I hope not.
Why not, man? Come on, man. He's our boy.
No, this Jimmy G thing is giving the Giants a real shot at the second pick. Like, don't fuck this up.
I'm not saying – I kind of want them to win the game. All right? I just this game. I don't want them to win all the games, just this one game. Anyway, let's go into the league. Nothing really happened because the playoffs were all set. So let's just go over quickly what happened last week in the league as it eventually loads up. Not week 14, but week 13. All right. So I got smoked by a Kuhn, 131 to 102. Yeah, he had a good week. I bet you he would have rather have saved all that for this week against Steve, because I think that might be Kuhn's highest score of the year. Going on to the next game, Wiz, you lost to Cheese. Now, how does it feel to lose to Cheese? I've never lost to Cheese. That's the one thing I can say I've never happened to me in this league.
I beat him earlier in the year, so I got a win under my belt against Cheese. Also, had I started Marquise Lee last week, I would have taken Cheese out. But ultimately, this worked out for the best. I faced him again this week. Revenge match. Better matchup than Kuhn. And, feel really good going into this week.
All right. The next matchup was Steve. He's been rolling. beat Justin, the Herman, the tanking for Cook, 122 to 110. He is undefeated since the name change. It's the playoffs. He just lost Kamara for the game, so that's big. So Miller, as the number one overall seed, are you afraid of Steve right now?
Am I afraid of Steve?
Yeah, no. You don't want to see Steve.
I'm sure he'd rather face other people, but you're never going to say, I'm afraid of Steve.
I'm not going to say, look, I mean, if I was going to make it to the finals, I'd probably be facing Steve or Feinberg. I think they're both equally threatening opponents. So.
Okay, so Miller, you cruise past Launchpad, Scotty, Mahi Mahi Ajahi. Scotty, you got to update your winning percentage against the podcast now. It went down. Feinberg, he beat Shane Falco. Woods took another loss to the face. Feinberg locked up that bye. And then Aragondonk finished with a nice win over James. James lost every game since you traded him Jordy Nelson.
I guess not entirely uncorrelated. Certainly some correlation there. Though, to be fair, he traded me Chris Hogan, who's been injured the entire time also. So that doesn't really drop off there. And ironically, the one week he did not start Jordy, had he started Jordy, he would have won that week.
Well, you just try. You have the depth where you can afford to have somebody who hasn't really produced, where James is not, and he's paid the price.
Okay, so let's move on to the fun stuff.
As Mike sips his water.
Let's move on to the fun stuff. The playoffs this week, a lot of big matchups here. We'll start off with the Sacco Bowl. Me versus Woods. We got by, so this game ultimately doesn't matter. It's only going to matter to the winner of the Watts versus Kuhn battle. Otherwise, I'm messing with you, Watts. I don't know, man. Right now I'm playing three people, and I only got 22.1 points, and that's all Michael Thomas. So I'm not looking too hot right here, but I am facing Woods, so there's always a chance. What do you guys? Who are you guys picking this?
Woods going back to back.
Back to back. I mean, I hope he does, because I don't want to lose this game. But who do you guys got in this game?
I'll take your Cats, man.
Thank you, Woods. I'm sorry, Watts. Thank you, Watts.
Sorry,
I haven't been able to give this to him yet because I keep forgetting before. I keep not seeing him in time, but.
Oh shit.
Oh my god, the thing with the fire.
That's amazing. Where did you find that?
It's like Kickstarter or something. The official Sacco trophy. So, Cats, unless you want this in your house for the next 12 months, man, you better pull it out.
That's great. That's fantastic.
If I win it, it's going to go on that shelf right above where you sit. No, I mean, I'm not trying to like jerk you, but that's just my shelf in this room.
Hey, so.
All right. So
I think you'll win, Cats, though.
All right. Thank you, Mike. All right, now the Murray.
Also, Mixon's probably out, so that's a pretty decent blow.
Who's out? Mixon.
Mixon, yeah.
All right, so the next matchup is a playoff. Actually, let's do the bottom feeders first. We have Arrogant Donk at Fat Rob. Right now, Donk's got 14 points from two people. He's playing this kicker. Will Lutz got him 5, and Mark Ingram got 9. Mark Ingram not doing what he's usually doing here. It's almost the end of the game. Can Fat Rob pull out a victory over Donk?
I think James breaks his losing streak one week too late.
Well, actually, no.
I'm taking Donk.
Yeah. I'm going to go take James. You know what? I think that Donk, he's been very arrogant all year. I think that, I don't want him to get that second pick in the draft. So, yeah, I'm going James here. If anything,
I'm surprised Donk kept that name for the additional season. Like, we named his team that, and then he just kept it. He's rolled with Arrogant Donk. He's learned to love it.
He has the perfect name and the picture to go with it. I think that he should never change what he's got going on. The Arrogant Donk with the picture like that is great.
Excellent Photoshop job there, Cats.
Oh, thank you. So we're split here. I'm taking James and you guys are taking Donk. Oh, actually, me and Miller are taking James and you're taking Donk, Watts.
Yep.
All right. Well, I know you're biased in this. We're going in the loser bracket. Now we have an interesting matchup here. We have Mahi Mahi Jahi Launchpad versus Tanking for Cook, Herman. Herman's got himself a 15-point lead with Julio Jones only getting 10 and Matt Bryant here getting 5. I want to say Launchpad does it. I think he wins. I think he beats Herman.
I don't think so.
No?
Russell Wilson at Jacksonville is a terrible matchup, and that's Launchpad's only good player, so...
Yeah, I'm with Miller on this one. I'm going to go with the Herm. He's not tanking. He's not tanking the way he should be.
All right. Moving on to the winner's bracket, what we all want to hear. All right. So, obviously, Watts, you're biased in this, but you have a good 14-point lead, and you've right now, Cheese has played two people, Tevin Coleman and some other guy, I think. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You only played one guy. 2.9 points, Tevin Coleman not doing much, but you've played Drew Brees, 16.2. I'm going to go you, Wiz. I think you got this.
Yeah, let's go. Fucking playoff time, baby.
Mike.
Time to get hot.
Who do you think?
I'm picking you, Wiz.
Thank you, Miller. Thank you. Hopefully next week this time we'll be celebrating and talking about week 15.
Hopefully.
And then our second playoff matchup. Is Kuhn versus Steve. Right now, Steve he's got a lot going, not too many points for it. He's got three guys going. He's got Matt Ryan, Devonta Freeman, and Alvin Kamara. He's only got 27.6 points. I think I smell an upset here. You know, before this game, I would have said Steve hands down. But I say Kuhn pulls this out.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm with you too. And Keon's that Geo thing is pretty big. So
the Geo, and he's got Crabtree with likely no Amari Cooper.
Right.
Marcus Peters lists Kansas City Chiefs secondary.
Oh my God, yes.
Very good. Huge day.
Yeah.
Tevin Coleman just left the game, Watts. I mean, there's only 5 minutes left, so that's not good for Chiefs either. Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you. I would have picked Steve, 3 hours ago, 4 hours ago, whenever it was. But Matt Ryan's had the worst game possible. Kamara gets injured on the first drive of the game. Everything's turning up Kuhn here. I got to pick Kuhn.
All right, so let's just go with a couple of who's scoring the highest this week and who's scoring the lowest. So who's getting the Disco Era Award? Who's scoring the lowest this week?
Steve.
I'll say Kuhn is high and Cheese is a low.
Yeah. Well, it's not starting off good for Cheese, but I want to say Woods. I'm gonna win, but I'm not gonna win by getting a great score. I'm just gonna win. So I'm gonna go Woods low score. He gets a sack.
I was only picking for the winner's bracket, but fine. Sure.
Oh, you're only picking for the winner's bracket? All right. So from the winner's bracket.
Otherwise, I just pick Woods every week.
All right. So Steve, I say Steve gets a low score this week. He's starting off terribly.
All right.
Yes, Steve gets the low, I get the high. See you next week, guys. It's been real.
it's not that time. You know what it is time for? It's time for a little puppet playing. All right, so over here we like to mess with everybody. Tell them who they should start. So let's just go around the... I'm sorry, I'm bringing it up. Just trying to buy a little time. All right, so let's start with my team, guys. Who should I start? Rashard Matthews at Arizona or Amir Abdullah at Tampa Bay?
Matthews?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you turn the volume on that, Dan?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah. Rashard Matthews, without a doubt. Patrick Peterson's not playing. Great spot for Matthews.
Okay. Now for Steve, Cooper Kupp versus Philly or Amir Abdullah at Tampa Bay?
Steve doesn't have Amir Abdullah.
You do.
I'm sorry. Or Josh Gordon at Green Bay. I'm sorry, Josh Gordon.
You know it's Josh Gordon. First of all, fuck Cooper Kupp. Second of all, fuck Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, Mike said it best. There's really no way to like top that. So, yes, I concur.
Okay. Donk, Tyrod Taylor versus Indy or Matt Stafford at Tampa Bay?
Both these guys are injured. I would take the... I take Tyrod, actually.
Because you know.
Yeah, I think I picked Tyrod also. I think he's less injured.
Okay. Wiz, Aaron Jones at Cleveland or Frank Gore at Buffalo?
Well, I already told you I'm bringing out the old the classic automobile. I've been keeping him in the shed the whole time. I haven't started him at all. And I'm bringing out Frank Gore. I think he's going to fucking eat.
All right. Yeah. Sorry about that. Anyway, I gotta say, you should go Aaron Jones. Frank Gore's is done.
I disagree, but okay.
Clearly.
His numbers haven't been bad. He's averaging over 4 yards a carry. They only give him the ball like 15, 16 times a game because he's older. I think they want to see what Marlon Mack has. But I think in a game like this, it should be close. They'll probably run the ball a lot with him. And Buffalo has allowed the most rushing TDs this year. Fun fact.
Really?
Oh, really?
It's a hard place to play the round.
Yeah. I guess the challenge could be if you get into negative game script.
Right. Of course.
It's tough.
Okay. Launchpad, Danny Amendola at Miami or Devontae Parker versus New England?
Parker's been like a ghost, man. You got to go Amendola. I like Parker as a player, but he's just been a total ghost this year.
Thomas checked back in the game, by the way. I'm going to go Parker here. New England's secondary is soft as fuck. There could be some garbage time. Cutler goes D-gap a lot. And
D-gap.
If Hogan plays, Amendola is like a zero. So.
Okay, cheese. Doug Martin versus Detroit or Peyton Barber versus Detroit? This is your chance, Watts, to really puppeteer him.
I tried to pick up Peyton Barber, and there was an error, and I sent it to Mike. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? I'd probably go Peyton Barber.
Oh, that was when you had the 19 errors in the message. I remember that.
Yeah. It doesn't bite me in the ass.
This is so hard. I think I'd go Peyton Barber, but like I could totally see him getting literally zero carries this week.
Right. Doug's our guy now, you know.
Right, like he's the starter, he's the man, he's back, he's healthy, he's the guy. So, I don't know. I'd say neither, but that doesn't seem to be an option for Cheese. So.
And Dirk Cutter, just like, he's a terrible coach. I just see nothing from this guy. He doesn't maximize his talent. It's been a really disappointing year for Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah. They had expectations.
Yeah. They were supposed to be pretty good. All right, Woods, C.J. Anderson versus the Jets or Joe Mixon versus Chicago?
I didn't want to talk about Woods' team.
I heard C.J. Anderson. I missed the second one.
I did too.
Joe Mixon versus Chicago.
Well, Joe Mixon's not playing.
So C.J. Anderson, dilly-dilly.
Oh,
yes, and that's not even like go any further than that.
It said whatever. All right, whatever. He said questionable by him, but Herman, Bilal Powell at Denver or Seth Roberts at KC?
Give me Seth Roberts.
I'm gonna say Seth Roberts also. under the condition Cooper doesn't play. If Cooper plays,
right, Powell. Right.
James, Sterling Shepard versus Dallas or Jordy Nelson versus Cleveland?
It's looking like Sterling Shepard's not going to play either.
Injured his hamstring. Yeah. I don't know if he plays or not. I'm going to say give me Jordy.
Oof. Yeah, I guess so.
And finally, Kuhn, Nelson Cleveland. Nelson Aguilar at the Rams or Larry Fitzgerald versus Tennessee?
Larry Fitz, maybe. I'll take Larry Fitz every day. You know, he's second in the league in receptions this year, quietly.
Fitz or – who's Aguilar playing again with the Rams?
Yeah.
And the Cardinals are playing who? I forgot this already. The Titans?
Yeah.
I love Fitz this week, actually.
Yeah, I guess give me Fitz. I'd like to start both of them, but I don't know.
All right. We're going into the world-famous power rankings here. Number 12, we got Woods. Number 11, we got myself because we're in the sack. Oh, I can't put myself any higher. number 10, James. Number 9, Herman. Number 8, Launchpad. Number 7, rounding out the bottom, is Donk. Now the top is 6 is Kuhn. 5 is Watts. Bro, you lost the cheese in the last week. Come on now. Number 4, Cheese. Number 3, Feinberg. Number 2, Steve. And number 1 is Miller, of course. All right, man. So it's going to be a good playoff week. Can't wait to see what happens here. And we will see you guys next week, all right?
Yes, hopefully all victorious. Well, except Mike, he's on a bye. As always. As always. Well, thank you. Appreciate the luck. No one wants to see Cheese win. So look at my roster. Root for my guys.
I'm coming for you, cats.
How are you going to come for me, man?
Peace out, boys. Been real.
See you tomorrow. Woo!